For the youth, hope. The U.S. Supreme Court issued yet another landmark ruling recently when it announced in Montgomery versus Louisiana that life imprisonment without parole was unconstitutional for juvenile prisoners and that they should be granted new sentences or parole eligibility to accord with the U.S. Constitution. In a 6-3 ruling, the court extended their decisions from other cases, specifically its 2012 Miller versus Alabama decision, by making it retroactive and applicable to the states. The recent Montgomery opinion, written by Justice Anthony Kennedy, was joined by Chief Justice John Roberts, as well as other associate justices from what is considered its more liberal wing. And while a 6-person court formed a majority, the 3 remaining justices fought it bitterly. Justice Antonin Scalia ridiculed the majority's sleight-of-hand decision-making. A case of the Latin term ipse dixit, they said it, and it is so. But Montgomery rides in on a string of recent precedents, all limiting the exposure of juvenile prisoners to harsh sentences because, as their children, they've not yet reached the age of majority and are intrinsically not possessed of maturity. The Montgomery decision means that juvenile lifers, the majority of which are in Pennsylvania, by the way, now have a chance of leaving prison one day by parole or resentencing. Pennsylvania is distinct from many other states because it carries life sentences for first, second, and third degree with some conditions, murder. When I was back in the infirmary, a man named Nash, I hope he'll forgive me for using his name, was entering his 7th decade of life. He was arrested as a teenager. Today, he spent over 55 years in prison. When he got busted, Dwight D. Eisenhower was president. His body has failed him. A wheelchair is his only way to move around, and his strength ebbs daily. Pennsylvania has more juvenile lifers than any other jurisdiction in the world, over 500. Today, some of that number can dream again. They better hurry before the door shuts again. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.